The commissioner of Major League Baseball is renewing his call for tougher steroid testing for the players. Bud Selig is responding to a newspaper report today. It says New York Yankees star Jason Giambi has admitted using steroids and other illegal performance-enhancing drugs over the past several years. NPR's Tom Goldman has the details.
This morning's San Francisco Chronicle cites testimony Jason Giambi gave to a grand jury last December. Giambi has publicly denied using banned substances, but according to the Chronicle, he told the grand jury he used human growth hormone during the 2003 baseball season and started using steroids at least 2 years before that. Giambi said he received steroids from Greg Anderson. Anderson is the personal trainer for San Francisco Giants all-star Barry Bonds and is one of four men indicted in the ongoing Balco doping scandal. Greg Anderson's lawyer, Tony Serra, would not comment on the article, but in a written statement, Serra said he continues to assert that Anderson never knowingly provided illegal substances to anyone. Giambi's team, the New York Yankees, had no comment, and the player's agent did not return phone calls. It's not clear what punishment, if any, Major League Baseball would hand down to one of its biggest stars if the report is true. Following a speech today in Washington, D.C., Baseball Commissioner Bud Selig wouldn't talk specifically about Giambi, but Selig said, as he has in the past, the game needs better steroid testing.
You know, I've been saying for months, many months, that I instituted a very, very tough program in the minor leagues on steroids in 2001. We need to have that same program at the major league level.
Critics of baseball's testing program say today's Chronicle story points out the need for year-round unannounced steroid testing. The article quotes Giambi saying he wasn't worried about testing positive for a certain steroid because he'd taken the drug during the off-season. Major League players are tested only during their season. Dr. Gary Wadler is a member of the World Anti-Doping Agency.
If you're not tested in the off-season and take the drug in the off-season and stop prior to the beginning of the season, you will carry the benefits for months and test negative the whole time.
Wadler, a professor at NYU School of Medicine, says the Chronicle report also should prompt more discussion about possible health effects of banned drugs. Giambi, the 2000 American League Most Valuable Player, missed a portion of last season because of illness. It was first said he had an intestinal parasite and then reported that he had a benign tumor in his pituitary gland. There's also bound to be discussion about how the Chronicle got a hold of Giambi's secret grand jury testimony. The Chronicle is not divulging where it got the information. The article only mentions the paper reviewed a grand jury transcript. In fact, there's been a steady stream of revelations coming out about the Balco case. Lawyers for the four Balco defendants argued in court just yesterday that pretrial publicity is harming their client's right to a fair trial. But their contention seems shaky at best, considering one of the defendants, Balco founder Victor Conti, is scheduled to appear on ABC TV's 2020 program tomorrow night. Conti has said he'll name names in the Balco scandal during his interview. All of this leaves Stanford University legal expert Robert Weisberg wondering whether calling the Balco case a circus at this point is an understatement.
My view is that these circus metaphors are unfair to circuses, which are highly orchestrated affairs with, you know, very good supervision by ringmasters. These are just chaos. They're not circuses.
The next hearing in the Balco case is scheduled for January 31st, at which time a trial date should be finalized. Tom Goldman, NPR News.